Frederick, let your escort lie unhearted, be summoned to receive a general's blessing ere they depart upon the dread adventure. Dear sir, they come. We uncomfortable feel, and we find the wisest thing is to slap our chests and sing. For when threatened with the mute, and your heart is in your mute, there is nothing rings it round like the trumpet's martial sound, like the trumpet's martial sound. Highland of a state. Still to us it's evident these attentions are well meant.
Go and do your best endeavor, and before things is clear, we will say farewell forever. Go.
Observe too great a stress on the risks that honest press, and of reference a lack to our chance of coming back. Still perhaps it would be wise not to carp or criticize, for it's very evident these attentions are well meant.
Yes, it's very evident these attentions are well meant. Evident, yes, well meant. Evident, ah, yes, well meant.
Then do not stay, the fight is delayed.
Yes, fall along the road, yes, fall along the road.
Yes, but you don't go.
They go, yes, fall along the road, yes, fall along the road.
Damn it, you don't go.
Example, at last I may atone in some slight measure for the repeated acts of theft and pillage, which the sense of duty's stern dictation, I, circumstance's victim, have been guilty.
Young Frederick,
who calls
your late commander,
and I, your little rogue.
Oh, mad intruders, how dare ye face me? Know ye not, oh rash ones, that I have doomed you to extermination?
Have mercy on us. Here's how you slaughter.
I do not think I ought to listen to you, yet mercy should a lawyer stand resentment. And so I will be merciful. Say on.
When you had left our pirate ball, we tried to raise our spirits faint, according to our custom, all with quip and quibble quaint. But all in vain, the quips we heard, we lay and sobbed upon the rocks, until to somebody occurred a startling paradox.
A paradox!
A paradox, the most ingenious paradox. We quips and quibbles hard in flocks, but none to beat this paradox.
A paradox, a most ingenious paradox. A paradox.
We knew your taste for curious quips, for cranks and contradictions queer, and with the laughter on our lips, we wished you there to hear. We said if we could tell it him, how Frederick would the joke enjoy, and so we've risked both life and limb to tell it to our boy.
That paradox,
that paradox, that most ingenious paradox, we've quipped and quibbled, heard in flocks, but not to beat this paradox.
A paradox, a most ingenious paradox. Ha, 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 paradox.
For some ridiculous reason, to which, however, I've no desire to be disloyal, some person in authority, I don't know who, very likely the Astronomer Royal, has decided that although for such a beastly month as February, 28 days as a rule are plenty, 1 year in every four, his days shall be reckoned as 29. Through some singular coincidence, I shouldn't be surprised if it were owing to the agency of an ill-natured fairy. You are the victim of this clumsy arrangement, having been born in leap year on the 29th of February. And so, by a simple arithmetical process, you'll easily discover that though you live 21 years, yet if we go by birthdays, you're only 5 and a little bit over.
Dear me, let's see. Yes, yes, with yours my fingers do agree. How quaint the ways of paradox, at common sense she gaily mocks. Though counting in the usual way, yes, 21 I've been alive. Yet reckoning by my natal day, yes, reckoning by my natal day. 1, 2, 3, 4. I am a little boy of 5.
He is a little boy of 5. A paradox, a most ingenious paradox. A paradox. A curious paradox. A most ingenious paradox.
Away, away, my heart's on fire. I burn the space deception to repay. This very night, my vengeance dire. The Atlantic tales would go away, away.
Away, away, ere I expire. I find my duty hard to do today. My heart is filled with anguish fire. It strikes me to the core, away, away.
With balls that foully trick us all their blinds, that vengeance howl the pirate's soul decides. Our nature's turn, he softened with his lies, and in return, tonight the traitor dies.
Yes, yes, tonight the traitor dies. Yes, yes, tonight the traitor dies.
Tonight yet he dies.
Yes, or early tomorrow.
His girls likewise.
They will welter in sorrow.
The ones that fought.
In the nature they cherish.
And all who plot. To abuse it shall perish.
Tonight he dies, it's all early tomorrow. His girls likewise, they will welter in sorrow. The ones that fought in their nature they cherish. And all who plot to abuse shall perish. Away, away, away. To let the traitor die. Away, away tonight, 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 the traitor dies tonight. Away.
All is prepared, your gallant crew await you. My Frederick in fear.
Disclosure has just been made. Mabel, my dearly loved one, I bound myself to serve the pirate captain until I reached my 21st birthday.
But you are 21.
I've just discovered that I was born in leap year, and that birthday will not be reached by me till 1940.
Oh, horrible catastrophe of falling.
And so farewell.
Thank you.
40 I of age shall be, I'll then return and claim you, I declare it.
Fifteen souls are.
Swear that till then you will be true to me.
Yes, I'll be true. By all the Stanleys dead and gone, I swear it.
Oh, here is love and here is truth. And here is proof that joy has come. She will be faithful to her soul. She'll be a wig and even a tongue. Oh, here is love and here is truth. She will be faithful to her soul. She'll be a wig and even a
tongue.
And even a tongue. Oh, here is love and here is truth. And here is proof that joy has come. She will be faithful to her soul. She will be able to do her too. She'll be a witch and even after. Even after. For here is love and here is truth. For here is love. To appear as insensible to fear as anybody here, as anybody here.
Tarantula, tarantula,
tarantula, tarantula, tarantula, tarantula, tarantula, tarantula, tarantula, tarantula, tarantula, tarantula, tarantula, tarantula, tarantula, tarantula,
felon's not engaged in his employment,
his employment,
or maturing his felonious little plans,
little plans,
his capacity for innocent enjoyment,
innocent enjoyment,
is just as great as any honest man,
honest man.
Our feelings we with difficulty smother,
difficulty smother,
when constabulary duties to be done,
to be done.
Oh, take one consideration with another,
with another.
A policeman's lot is not a happy one.
Oh, when constabulary duties to be done, a policeman's lot is not a happy one. Happy one.
When the enterprising burglar's not a burgling,
not a burgling.
When the cutthroat is unoccupied in crime,
in crime.
He loves to hear the little brook a-gurgling,
brook a gurgling,
and listen to the merry village chime,
village chime.
When the costa's finished jumping on his mother,
on his mother,
he loves to lie a-basking in the sun,
in the sun.
Oh, take one consideration with another,
with another.
A policeman's lot is not an happy one.
Oh.
many duties to be done, to be done. The policeman's lot is not a nappy one.
Hush, hush, I hear them on the man approaching. With stealthy step the pirates are approaching.
We are not coming for praise or gold, a story General Stanley told. We need a penalty 50-fold for General Stanley's story.
We seek a penalty
50-fold, we seek a penalty
50-fold,
we seek a penalty 50-fold for General Stanley's story.
They come in force with stealthy stride. Our obvious course is now to hide.
We pat like treasures on the way we steal. In silence tread, our cautious way we feel. No sound at all, we never speak a word. A fly foot fall when we steal. We
have Tarantula, Tarantula.
So stealthily the pirate creeps, while all the household suddenly sneeze.
See a light inside. The Major General comes. So quickly hide.
Yes, yes, the Major General comes.
Yes, yes, the Major General comes.
Yes, yes, the Major General comes. Tormented with the anguish dread of falsehood unatoned, I lay upon my sleepless bed and tossed and turned and groaned. The man who finds his conscience ache, no peace at all enjoys. And as I lay in bed awake, I thought I heard a noise.
He thought he heard a noise.
Ha ha! No, all is still in dale on hill. My mind is set at ease. So still
the scene, it must have been the sighing of the comes a lonely breeze, setting nature all a quiver, rustling through the trees,
through the trees.
And the brook in rippling measure laughs for very love, while the poplars in their pleasure wave their arms above.
Yes, the trees for very love wave their leafy arms.
Poplar mourn a lover sighing, well-a-day,
well-a-day.
Ah, the doing and undoing that the road could tell. When the breeze is out a-wooing, who can woo so well?
Talking tales the road could tell, nobody can woo so well.
Summon your men and effect to their capture.
Frederick, Mabel!
Beautiful Mabel, I would if I could, but I am not able.
He's telling the truth, he is not able.
With base deceit, you worked upon our feelings. Revenge is sweet and flavors all our dealings. With courage rare and resolution manly, for death prepared, unhappy General Stanley.
Is he to die on shrimp and a deal?
Who spared him?
Will no one in his cause away from me?
Who spared him?
Yes, we are here, though hither to conceal.
A rapture!
So to constabulary, violence is.
You die of love.
gain a brief advantage you contrived, but your proud triumph will not be long lived.
Don't say you're open, for we know that game.
On your allegiance we've a stronger claim. We charge you yield. We charge you yield in Queen Victoria's name.
You do.
We do. We charge you yield in Queen Victoria's name.
We yield at once with humble mien, because with all our faults we love our Queen.
Yes, yes, with all their faults they love their Queen. Yes, yes, with all their faults they love their Queen.
Away with them and place them at the bar. One moment, let me tell you who they are. For they are no members of the common throng. They are all noblemen who have gone wrong.
They are all noblemen who have gone wrong.
No Englishman unmoved that statement hears, because with all our faults we love our House of Peers. I pray you pardon me, ex-pirate king. Peers will be peers, and youth will have its fling. Resume your ranks and legislative duties, and take my daughters, all of whom are beauties.
Four walking ones, though ye have surely strayed, take heart of green, you'll be together, four walking ones. Four walking ones, if not the love of us, can help you find beauty.
Thank you.